When the UN Security Council voted in March to launch a mission to defend Libyan civilians, there was only one military force that could handle the job, NATO. The alliance was able to dispatch ships and aircraft to protect Libyan civilians and ended up turning the tide of the uprising that ousted Muammar Gaddafi. French Air Force General Stéphane Abrial is NATO's supreme commander for transformation.
Libya proved that there are no other choices. When the UN is deciding on a mission, who else than NATO could take it over?
But that capability is being threatened by Europe's economic crisis, exacerbating the difficulty European leaders have had for years convincing their people that defense spending is important. Former British defense official Daniel Korsky says Libya was a success for NATO's transformation efforts, but Europe's economic crisis and the budget-cutting effort in the United States could slow them down.
We're living in an age of austerity, and people are cutting their defense budgets as much as they can and in an uncoordinated fashion. So we're really seeing a very varied agenda being threatened ever more because different nations are basically cutting to survive rather than to build capability.
The former head of the European Union's defense agency, Nick Whitney, says it's not so much a lack of money as a lack of coordination and of interest in defense issues among ordinary Europeans.
We're not actually short of defense spending in Europe. What we are short of is using it properly, spending it on the right things, spending it more effectively together. And we don't do that because we don't take defense seriously.
For General Abrial, that's a problem, because he says it's impossible to predict where or when the next crisis will break out, or what military capability NATO will need to address it.
We need to be ready. We need to have the necessary capabilities available to face any kind of operation across the spectrum, and we need to have these forces and these capabilities readily available when a crisis emerges. We do not decide on the calendar.
General Abrial says NATO needs more resources, more coordination, and more partners to meet its ambition to remain the world's premier defense alliance and to develop new high-tech capabilities to defend against missile and cyber attacks. Al Pessin, VOA News, Brussels.